This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica Customs increases clearance fee for personal effects barrels. ODPIM encouraging water conservation and tourism sector boosted with the arrival of inaugural flight from Czech Republic. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Bag juice, bag juice.
Mommy, can I get a bag juice, please?
Juicy, sell me a bag juice.
Mommy, can I get another juice?
You finish already? What did you do with the bag juice bag?
I threw it away.
On the road, Kim, you know better than that. See, I've been here, pick it up and put it in there. You can't walk and litter the place like that.
Keep your place clean. Keep Jamaica clean.
I'm on the mission.
Now the news. The fee for the clearance of barrels containing personal effects has been increased from a flat rate of $5,000 to $6,500. This new rate on the fixed fee took effect January 2. President of the Customs Brokers and Freight Forwarders Association of Jamaica, Jacqueline Cole, says the new rate was to be implemented last November, but was put on hold after careful consideration by the Customs Department.
We're happy to report that most persons seem to have taken advantage of ensuring that they clear their shipments prior to January 2, as the reports that I've had is that there is no crowd at Kingston Wharves or any of the other break consolidated areas.
Ms. Cole notes that though many sought to take advantage of the lower rate, others will still be affected by this increase during the upcoming peak seasons. This increase by the Customs Department is the first duty adjustment since 2009 when the flat fee was introduced. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, is encouraging the public to practice drought mitigation and preparedness measures. This as the outlook for the drought period is showing below normal rainfall for the next 3 months. The dry spell usually begins in January, and Director General of ODPEM, Ronald Jackson, says the public should make preparations now before an actual drought.
Typically, every January, we are faced with the beginning of a dry spell in our country, which is usually what we call the primary dry period. We are asking the public that even before the Met Office declares a drought, that they begin to practice certain mitigation measures and also preparedness measures well in advance of such a declaration, because we are really trying to promote a culture of prevention and readiness.
Mr. Jackson says mitigation methods include water conservation, rainwater harvesting, and proper storage of water. Some residents of Highlight View and Land Lease in Eastern St. Andrew got an electrifying start to the new year thanks to the Rural Electrification Program, REP. The communities received power in a lighting ceremony on New Year's Eve. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, who flicked the ceremonial switch which brought electricity to hundreds of residents in both communities, noted that making power available to the residents is an example of a promise made and kept.
And there's nothing this afternoon that can be better than standing here to ensure that citizens of this community and beyond will be able to access proper electricity.
$4.5 million was spent to provide electricity to the community, with 90 households now connected. A further 900 households will be connected in the coming months. And the Ministry of Tourism's efforts to secure airlift into the island from new and emerging markets is bearing fruit with the arrival of an inaugural flight from the Czech Republic. The 200-seat Boeing 800 aircraft from Prague was the first of 12 rotations that will be coming to Jamaica during the December 2012 to April 2013 period, boosting arrivals for the winter tourist season. Deputy Director of Tourism in charge of marketing, Sandra Scott, says the flight is important to Jamaica's progress in new and emerging markets.
This flight is shared with the DR. Really welcome this flight because it means a lot to our marketing efforts and our initiatives and focusing on new business. And passengers were happy. Most of them were coming to Jamaica for the first time.
Ms. Scott says the passengers will be staying at hotels across the island as a means of spreading the business throughout the tourism landscape. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.